Dangerfield uses the figures of the genius, the spirit, and protector of the canyon to elevate the viewer into the realm of dreams and reveries. He suggests the otherworldly through the figure's nudity, long flowing hair, and recumbent pose, all of which were socially unacceptable for women in the material everyday world of turn-of-the-century America. The visionary aspect of the floating celestial city with its opalescent towers and domes further conveyed the sacredness of the canyon. Commentators also praised the genius of the canyon for its grandiloquence and coloring, the latter of which Dangerfield produced through layering one glaze of color, a layer of varnish, another layer of translucent color, and so on to build up an ongoing series of layers that creates a lustrous, jewel-like effect. This ever-changing, glowing surface for Dangerfield hinted at innumerable shades of feeling and the fluctuating spirit of the canyon. Dangerfield often wrote poems to accompany his most important paintings. For Genius of the Canyon, he composed the following verse. Strip from the earth her crust, and see revealed the carven glory of the inner world, templed, domed, silent. The while the genius of the canyon broods, nor counts the ages of mankind, a thought amid the everlasting calm.